Thank you for tuning into this podcast. This is a fan-made podcast made of love and support. We are in no relation to Saban, Boom Studios, Hasbro, or any of the sort. We make this because we love it and because we love doing it. It's a product made by fans for fans. Enjoy this podcast and have a great night. It's Morphin time.
Ranger fans, it's your boy Steve Cardenas, a.k.a. Rocket the Red Power Ranger, and you are listening to the Multiverse Rangers Podcast.
Hi guys, it's Izzy here. Previously on Power Rangers The Next Generation, me and the others were like fighting Hammerhead. Oh god, what a battle that was. Also, the others had to go back to the year 2044. Back then. But then they came back and we got to find out where Real Cass is and everything else. Oh man, this is really crazy. But let's find out what. Let's stay tuned, Ranger Nation, and it's time to find out. It's Morphin time, guys.
Time to show you how it's done. It's Morphin time.
Episode 23, The Real Cass Escapes, and the mission for the Dark Lisa's Mask, Part 1. As the Rangers are fighting Hammerhead, I'm KO89, Cass planning her escape from Psycho Aqua's secret base.
I need to find a way to get out of here.
On Earth, however, the Rangers are still fighting with Hammerhead.
Man, if the monster's stronger, then there's no way to deal.
I think I've seen Hammerhead in a file on Dr. K's computer.
Joshua responds.
How are we going to beat Hammerhead, Dan Easy?
I'm trying to work it out, Josh.
Okay, well, whatever you got planned, Easy. You better work that out fast.
Easy, you better hurry up and work it out.
I agree with Jonathan and Asya on this one, Izzy.
Maverick then blasts Hammerhead.
You're going down, and this is the end for you.
That is not going to work, Rangers. I am the Green Hammerhead. I'm gonna hem you all to the ground like nails.
In the mountains, Midfield Red, Ivan Ooze, Sledge, and Sabakamia are watching the battle intently.
Ah, he is worse than Goldar. By saying that,
she holds her head.
I'm getting a headache.
I swear, Hammerhead is just like your father.
Looks like Hammerhead is losing this battle.
You have no idea what Hammerhead can do.
Really, Cybertrio? And what else can... I got a chameleon in my throat. And what else can Hammerhead do then?
Back at the city, Hammerhead starts hammering at the Rangers, as well as firing nails at the Rangers.
The demons here, Rangers.
AJ then blasts Hammerhead again.
Not the word. Who's doing with me, partner? It's all you.
Maya blasts Hammerhead as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it looks like we both agree on something, partner.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, DJ. This hand is going down.
Penny then looks at Maya and AJ.
Well, slightly sideways, them actually get agreeing on something for once? Oh, my Lord.
My truth, Penny, my truth. Let's finish this hammer.
This hammer is really getting on my nerves, guys.
I'm gonna say this hammerhead can't touch this rager.
Whatever you want, working out, Izzy, you better hurry up, please.
Hey, hothead. Right, better hurry up.
Yeah, let's make sure this hammer guy is put down permanently. He's a hammer, so let's nail him. Leroy then smacks Jisoo.
You're quiet. Enough of the puns. But yeah, let's beat this guy like a steak.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just watch out. I just remembered that Jahil, Raphael, and Mama had used their battle. They kind of like battle armor.
Izzy is right. They did use some kind of battle armor?
Ooh, battle armor. What is that? How do we activate it?
As the battle continues, back on KO89, Cass is working out her escape plan.
This place is like a maze. There has to be a way out.
As Cass is trying to find a way out, back on Earth, the Raiders are trying to work out how to get their battle armor.
The only way to find out how to get our battle armor is to go to Jahil, Raphael, and Lisa to find out about it.
Jonathan is right, guys. And we need to have a way to destroy Hammerhead.
Guys, we need to find a way to beat Hammerhead without the battle armor. Without the battle armor.
Izzy is right. Let's finish this hammer.
You rage has done nothing against me.
Hammerhead runs towards the Rangers, charging them.
Look out, guys.
Jade moves out of the way.
Hey, Josh. You're the tag team?
Jalen looks at Josh.
Oh, I'm so ready for the tag team, sis.
I'm going to let you two go, you two at it.
He looks at Josh and Jalen, knowingly. Hammerhead calls the putties Tengus and Cogs.
I'm about to destroy these Rangers.
Let Josh and Jalen deal with Hammerhead, while the rest of us deal with these.
Let's light them up, guys, and no holding back.
Destroy Rangers. Destroy Rangers.
Me and Shane won't hold back.
Luna looks at Shane.
This is the one time I can actually say you're right. I'm also ready to melt these freaks to a pulp.
Right, now we have three hotheads.
Don't worry about that now, JT. We need to finish this fight.
You two Rangers will beat me. Oh, really?
Just then, purple light shines around her.
What's going on here? I don't know, sis, but I've never seen that before.
The same thing happens with him, but with a gold and white light shining around him instead.
Whoa! What is happening?
Hammerhead then covers his eyes.
Ah, what is this light? It's too bright. You can see.
And as the other rangers are still fighting the putties, Tengus, and Cogs, they all look around and see two bright lights coming from Jalen and Joshua.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, guys? And why are the two bright lights coming from Joshua and Jalen?
I have no idea, bro, but this is something new.
If I didn't answer that, that's what happened to me.
You're right, Asya. It did happen to Rias.
Yeah, I think I know what is happening right now.
I think I do too. It's either one of two things. Either they ate something that didn't agree with them, or they just got their battleizers.
Oh! Go get him, Joshua and Jalen! Kick some baddie butt!
Whatever's going on, we need to keep fighting. And also, Jalen, Josh, destroy the
Hammerhead. Joshua and Jalen? You can beat that monster.
The two lights start to disappear as Joshua and Jalen stand there with an entirely new look.
Oh, this feels so good. It looks like we got our battle armor, sis.
Yeah, right. Oh, right now. It's time to show what we can do.
You think your battle armor is going to stop me? I'm going to destroy you!
He runs towards Jalen and Joshua.
Time starts to slow down
as Joshua and Jalen move out of the way of Hammerhead, then runs past them, and ends up going through a door and a wall himself.
Whoa, what just happened?
Look, I don't know. I think it's time to slow things down, though.
What the hammer just happened?
Let's finish this hammer.
Oh, now you're talking, sis. I think it's about time we destroyed him.
As the others are finishing off the putties, the Tengus, and the Cogs, Jalen and Joshua, fighting Hammerhead with their battle armor, back on AO89. Cass finds her way out of Psycho Aqua's base.
I'm out, and now it's time to get to Earth and help the Rangers.
Cass gets to her Zord, and as fast as she can, leaves KO89. Meanwhile, on Earth, the Rangers destroyed the Putties, Tengus, and Cogs as Joshua and Jalen destroy Hammerhead with their new upgrade.
Man, I never thought that we could beat Hammerhead.
Whew, I have to agree with you on that one, sis, but man, that battle armor was amazing. I hope we can use it again.
The others walk over to Jalen and Joshua as they all cower down.
What in the morphing grid was that?
I don't of it. They got their battle armor.
Yeah, we got our battle armor soon.
Only time will tell, partner. And when that happens, all of us will be whatever comes our way.
She looks at the others.
Maya is right. The only thing we need to do is stay strong and keep working together at all times.
The Rangers then teleport back to the second CC room to have a rest after the battle with Hammerhead.
and in the mountains, Mrs. Zed, Ivan Ooze, Sledge, and Sarah Camille. I'm not happy with what just happened.
Your monsters failed! Cyber Camille! You are my headache! Go get me motion, will ya? You mangy creature! Oh!
Hammerhead failed before the Dark Rangers were around, and now we have half the mask, and we still don't have the other half of it!
Yeah, good luck with that, because no one knows where the other half of the mask is, Ooze.
Lucky for you, I might know where the other half might be, How am I supposed to know that Hammerhead failed for the second time?
Meanwhile, in space, Cass is speeding towards Earth in her Zord to help the Rangers. To be continued. Will the next generation be able to get their... The rest of the next generation be able to get their battle armor? Will the real Cass, racing to Earth, be able to help the Rangers in time? Will Emperor Demise, Mistress Zed, King Mondo, General Drifter, Ivan Ooze, Diva Tox, and all these other villains be able to destroy the Rangers? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat all this evil and save the multiverse? Stay tuned, Ranger Nation.
Skulls, bulky skulls, sipping on some nubby whey, and they were suddenly running out.
Ah, that was delicious. Oh, come on, Bulky. Why do you have to honk all of the galaxy grenades? I was looking for another cup.
Me? You're the one who drank all the big energy tears, and then you gave some push and punch to Spike.
First of all, big energy tears is my favorite, and he was thirsty. What did you want me to do? But where do we get more? We're gonna have to borrow those from those geeks. Yang.
As those two were arguing, Chris walked by sipping his Monkey Madness from the hydration line. Bulk sees this and walks over to him.
You might explain to me where you got that dubby geek?
Yeah, where? Bulky and I finished ours we took from you. We want more. Where do we get it?
Okay, why did you take from me first off? Secondly, you can go to www.w.dg and get your own W fix. It's gibberless energy made from coffee fruit extract. They also have great swag that you can show your support for W proudly, like t-shirts and hats.
Oh, hats.
This is great, Bulky, but we're kind of on a budget, too.
Yeah, we're between jobs at the moment, thanks to a certain geek of yours.
Okay, that doesn't seem to be a problem. They do have a promo code where you can get 10% off. It is PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces. It is, WD is a top-of-the-line energy drink and energy booster that gives me what I need to tackle the day and own the week, as well as the challenges that might come over my way, you know, games and stuff. It's also good for content creators and gamers of all sorts. It's jiggerless energy made with coffee fruit extract, and it comes in so many delicious flavors and no added preservatives. As Bulk and Skull nod, they go to their computers and start ordering.
Come on, Bulky.
They're coming with me, Dee.
Hello,
I'm back.
Remember, go to www.w.gg, place in the promo code PRMultiverse, and save 10% off your entire purchase. W Energy, delicious, jitterless energy.
Made it out of that crazy place that Psycho Aqua had earlier. What's gonna happen next? Who knows? One thing is, stay tuned to find out, because it's worth it, huh?
Episode 24, The Real Cast Racing to Earth. And the mission for Dark Lisa's Mask. Part 2. Meanwhile, at the second CC lookout, the Rangers are trying to figure out how Jalen and Joshua got their battle armor.
Okay, I want to know how in the Morphin Grid did you end up getting your battle armor before the rest of us?
We have no idea how we got it.
All we were doing was fighting Hammerhead, and out of nowhere, we had this giant bright light that was also the same color as our Ranger colors surrounding us.
So, let me guess. You two were upset about then? About something? Then two lights came out of nowhere? Are you kidding me?
You can say that, sis.
We really don't know. Yeah, and whatever that light was, though, it felt amazing, I have to say.
What?
You two were amazing. And the way you destroyed Hammerhead, it was out of this world.
I have to agree with Sammy on that. This was the way he handled them two. Hammerhead was nothing like I've ever seen before.
As the others are talking, Izzy and Pacico head over to work on the Zord some more. Meanwhile, someone sees General Drifter is planning to destroy the Rangers.
I need a monster to destroy the Rangers.
Yeah, I might have something in mind for you, General Drifter.
He holds a time for Izzy to... with a mutant inside it from the Power Rangers Time Force era.
This mutant here is called Boomstar.
Let's see what this Boomstar can do.
Birdwing then opens the tube and sets Boomstar free.
Boomstar, destroy the city.
Right away. And there's anything else to destroy? Destroy the Power Rangers! Yeah! Hey, General.
Meanwhile, back at the second CC lookout, the Rangers are doing their own things as Maya is in the shooting area. And AJ then joins her.
AJ, what is with you blasting monsters before asking questions?
AJ then shoots a target.
Look, it's going to be a practice, not for an interrogation.
He continues shooting targets.
Maya then shoots a target as well.
Okay, I try to look out for the team.
She pauses a moment.
I never seen this before, but I really like you.
She looks away and blushes. And then Aja stops shooting at the targets.
Whoa, hold on. Did you just say that you like me?
He puts down his blaster.
Because, honestly, I couldn't hear you from the blaster fire.
I'll say it again. I really like you.
She looks away. AJ then places a hand on Maya's shoulder.
Look, I'm flattered, but liking someone like me isn't how you can live to fight another day.
He takes his hand off of Maya's shoulder.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I've never opened up to anyone before, and this is my first time saying this. I like you.
She blasts a couple more targets and puts the blaster down.
I know.
He looks away.
I'm not the person that deserves someone like you. Not with my history. Not like...
He picks up the blasters and begins to walk away.
What do you mean, like last time, AJ?
She looks over at AJ, and AJ sighs.
Well, when I was younger, I let love just back me. Saving my family, and I almost got my brother and sister destroyed. This was before I became a gunslinger. I fell in love with someone who I thought was perfect. Better yet, the one. Until she turned out to be the Shogun Empress Quinara. I let her get the best of me, and she got close and nearly destroyed my brother and sister. When my parents found out about this, they disowned and exiled me. That's why I shoot first. That's why I don't ask any other questions.
The past is in the past. We need to move on, and I know things have been hard at times, but we need to understand. I'm here for you, and I'm not going to give up on you.
She gives AJ a hug and kiss and a kiss on the cheek.
Maybe in the near future, but right now.
On a sudden, the alarms start to go off as Mick looks at the monitors and Boomstar is destroying the city.
Rangers, we got a situation in the city.
AJ? Get DJ, RJ, Scotty, and Penny. We are going to find out what's going on.
Oh, no problem, boss. Man, I've been itching for a shootout.
He comes, DJ.
Hey, DJ, get the crew. It's almost high noon, man.
Roger that, AJ. I'm on my way. Yeehaw!
He comes the rest of the gunslingers.
Everyone, Maya needs us at high noon. Let's go.
Yeah. Yes, it's time for a showdown, partners.
Oh, yeah, it's time for a good old-fashioned showdown, partner.
Climb the sideways. We get to do a good old showdown.
As the Rangers get ready to go to the city, meanwhile, Boomstar is terrorizing it. Boomstar is causing explosions to go throughout the city.
I love the sound of explosions in the morning.
Some time passed, and the Rangers then arrive in the city and see Boomstar.
What kind of monster is that, partner?
She fires a couple of rounds at Boomstar.
I have no idea, Maya. It's an ugly one, if you ask me.
He then fires a couple of rounds at Boomstar.
Well, it's time to show this monster what gunslingers can do.
He's now firing a couple of shots at Boomstar.
It's time for an old Western roundup.
Penny then blasts Boomstar.
The only thing that you'll get a round of this.
He throws a few bombs at the Rangers.
Catch!
The Rangers move out of the way of the bombs quickly and start firing at Boomstar.
That was close, guys.
You're not wrong on that one, Maya. Yeah!
They both keep firing at Boomstar.
Silence this freak.
AJ charges Boomstar while shooting.
Now you're talking, partner. Keep right behind you, partner.
BJ then starts shooting.
Well, partner, let's finish this.
He pulls out a lasso and lassos Boomstar up.
Yeehaw!
He lassos up Boomstar as well.
It looks like you're all tied up.
That's a good one, Penny.
Hey, get this attraction off of me.
Meanwhile, in space, Cass is still speeding her way to Earth to help the Rangers. And at the second command center lookout, the monitors and everything start to shut down.
Alright, what's going on? Why is everything starting to shut down? What for?
I have no idea, bro. And it's kind of weird that everything is shut down.
Whatever that shut down everything, whatever, we need to find out.
Whatever shut down everything is going through a wall.
Yeah, indoors, because this is the first time this happened.
Let's go in two groups to find what's going on. Also, Josh, enough with the walls.
If we find out who is everything shut down, it's gonna pay.
Let's go, guys. Time is wasting.
Kate is right. We don't have time to stand around. It's a good thing I can see in the dark.
Well, for those who can't see in the dark in the meantime, how about a little light?
Good looks. Shane then creates a flame.
Brother, you can't use light a flame, you bonehead.
Hey, it's helping everyone.
Luckily, I don't have brothers or sisters. I'm the only child.
Hey! Those who have siblings don't know how lucky they are. You know, you should treasure the time you have with your siblings, because you never know when they'll be taken from you. I know from experience.
Massive respect to your life, Jisoo, but now is really not the time to reminisce about that. Let's all just relax and remain calm. We are Rangers to our core. One of the key things we learn is how to adapt. Now let's apply that.
But we need to find out what shutting down everything is, Leroy.
I'm gonna do that by standing around like chickens.
First time I've met you, a little weird. Sucker is right. Because we can't do anything when everything is shut down.
I do have to agree that something isn't right here. I have a bad feeling about this.
Meanwhile, back in the city, the gunslingers are still fighting Boomstar.
You agents are no match for me.
He shoots arms and he is knocking down.
We need to finish this once and for all, guys.
Maida starts to stand up as AJ slowly gets up.
We're not done yet.
Oh, yeah. We're not going down without a fight. We're not going to give up.
AJ, JR slowly gets up.
Or back down.
DJ then gets up.
We never give up. And we are going to destroy you, Boomstar.
I am not going down. And this monster is not going to stop us. Are you receiving tax credits?
If so, this Penny slowly then stands.
If you think he's defeated us, you're sadly mistaken.
Gully then slowly gets to his feet.
Yeah.
And Boomstar is fully enraged now.
Since you rangers want to fight, how about I destroy your leader and see how much fight you have left?
He starts to create a mega bomb. Out of nowhere, shots hit Boomstar, and from a cloud of smoke, Cass shows up in time to help the rangers.
It looks like you needed help, rangers.
Whew!
Maya looks around and then sees Cass.
Cass, is that you?
Yes, it's me. And where is that Psycho Aqua?
I'm not sure, but thanks for the help, partner.
Yeah, thanks, partner. And for that Psycho Aqua, I have no idea where she is.
Whew, we need to finish this monster off. But thanks for the help, partner.
For once, I'm going to have to agree with JR on this one. We need to destroy this monster.
Then let's do it, partner.
The gunslingers and Cass finish off Boomstar. At the second CC lookout, the other rangers are trying to find out what shut down everything. As a growing purple light is coming from the game room.
There's a purple light coming from the game room. Guys,
I don't know, but someone, we should figure it out, or at least someone should.
Well, I'm gonna have a look.
Good luck.
Luna then goes into the game room. As the others are waiting outside the room.
Luna, did you find anything?
Luna walks out with half of a mask.
Yeah, I found this. Whatever this is.
Hey, we need to find out what it is and fast. Especially if it knocked out all our power.
Dubi continued. Will the next generation be able to restore power to their base? Ass finally made it to Earth to help destroy their new monster. What will she do when she finds Psycho Aqua? Will Emperor's demise, Mistress Zed, King Mondo, and General Drifter be able to destroy the Rangers? How about Hivatox? And Broodwing? Will the new team of Rangers be able to combat all of this evil and save the multiverse? Stay tuned, Ranger Nation.
You're in for supplies.
Ah!
thinking the Rangerverse. Is yours truly Demi, the one and only? Co-created, co-producer, the co-head of the Multiverse Rangers and Next Gen Podcast. Just want to give a shout out. By the time this is out on Friday, you will catch yours truly at Pensacon down in Pensacola, Florida. I am in the area right now. Doing a little Ranger scouting as usual, doing my usual Ranger thing. But if you guys catch me on Friday, I'll put a video on my TikTok of my cosplay, and I will give you guys a hug and sign anything that you have that's Ranger related. Now, I'm going to pass this on to my brother in arms, my brother from another mother, Raph.
Hello, everybody. I got some news for you. We have, first off, I would like to give a special thanks to our first ever crossover and also our collaboration with our buddy, the phenomenal Miko. But not just that, a special thanks to the one, the only, Stephanie Nadoli. And also, March 16, you can catch me at Hero Hype Con. Who's next?
Okay, next up, I would say ladies go first.
I have to get this over with. I'm so annoyed.
Next up, I would say, right, I got some shout-outs to do. First of all, I want to say shout-out to David J. Fielden for our first ever interview. Also, first cameo, Nikia Brief, a.k.a. Tanya, from Zeo and Turbo. Rocky, Steve Cardenas.
Yeah.
The DiFilippo Triplets. Also, Walter Jones. Zane from In Space.
Justin Nemo.
Yeah, but I had to say that. Also, there's a couple other shout-outs, but I'm going to pass that over to Elijah.
Hello, listeners of the multiverse. Are you guys content creators? Are you guys anime lovers? You guys love everything having to do with anime, Power Rangers, Super Sentai, or Kamen Riders even? Then do we have a server for you on Discord. It is called the Zeoverse server. It is a server where content creators, anime lovers, Power Ranger and Kamen Rider lovers can go ahead and discuss everything that they would like to on the topic, what they like, what they think could be changed, what have you. It's a safe place for everybody to put all of their thoughts on the board. And that link to the Zeoverse podcast or the Zeoverse community is going to be in the description below. We do have to thank the Zeonizer podcast for going ahead and partnering with us and creating this Zeoverse community.
Not just that, for that awesome collaboration they did.
That is true.
Okay, next up on that list will be Chris.
I would like to give a couple of shout-outs to myself. To one, Catherine Sutherland, because we met her at Ranger Stop. We also are, I know Rachel and I, we're both a part of this YouTube channel. We're part of Catherine and Nakia's Power Ranger Playback channel. I myself have celebrated our first full complete year with the
congratulations.
And I'm sure Catherine and Nikki are much appreciated the fact that I did receive their 1 year anniversary gift of their turbo poster with their autographs on it, which I do appreciate. By the way, Nikki, that's two I owe of you so far. I also want to give a couple of shout outs out. One, I know she usually does this, but she's not on, I guess she's off the current second, so I'll do it for her. This is for her favorite, Barbara Goodson, Reed Repulsa, the voice of. We thank you for the hug that you gave her. We thank you for the shout out that you gave us. And we thank you for meeting us, meeting you at Ranger Stop. And you are a blessing, even though you played a villain. We love it. Also, speaking of villains, we need to thank Steve Andrino. We thank you. And also, I want to give one more small shout out. This is for another YouTuber. He's also a fan of mine. His name is Nick Tiblet or something like that. I'll figure out how to put his name in the description. Go check out his YouTube channel. He has done a lot of interviews with his kid. This kid knows what he's doing. He's got some. Steve Andrino, as a matter of fact, was one of the guests on his show as well. So, you know, he's in tune. So, there you go, Nick. There's your shout out for you. That's the one you were looking for. We'll make sure you hear that on the podcast. And I'll send it off down to Joseph.
Yes. I know one person here is not going to be very happy when I say this particular shout out, but she gave us a beautiful shout out over Cameo, as well as another person did. But I want to give a very special shout out to Tessa Rao. And we also have Brandon J. McLaren, who played Jack Landers. He gave us a wonderful shout out. We have two interviews that we did back to back. We want to give a special thank you to Michael Gatto and Ron Wasserman, who not only gave us an interview, he gave us the song that you heard at the beginning of this show.
Our intro.
Yes, yes. A Ron Wasserman exclusive, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Plus, right, next up, I would say, I got a few more. We have got Xander from Mischief Force. Shout out from him. Dan Southworth.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, thanks for that awesome shout out you get. It means a lot to me, Dan. And also, I can't wait to meet you one day. It's quantum power.
Also, there was Steve Tox, Hillary Shepherd, as well. And I can always put them on again so you guys will listen to the whole lot, so you guys will know who done the shout outs and everything else.
Most definitely.
And also, actually, there is one special little man I want to say, and that is to Phoenix. We love you, little bro.
Little Gold, my grandson, Phoenix. Thanks, Rachel.
That's all right.
Means a lot to us, kid. We know you're a part of this big fandom. You listen to us. So we thank you.
Yeah.
And for all the children out there that listen to us.
And we can't forget Z1's daughter.
That's what I mean about the children. Z1's daughter, too.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to pass this over to Bakugo.
I love you to the bottom of my heart, you little simp. Anyway, to anyone and everyone that's here, hi, my name is Bakugo. You know me as the one and only. But my shoutouts are for exactly three people. To someone that already called them out from me, my little brother, Little Gold, Phoenix. I'm hearing you. I'm watching you. You're here. We love you. I like the way we forgot two of the greatest Power Rangers that we always knew. And Chris, you know the Shield. The one, the only. JDF. Dad, watching. Mom, I'm here. Leading your power on. Now take it. Show what a Tiger Queen can do.
The Rangers of the past, we thank you. Yes. And for the Rangers that have gone on, we thank you even further.
Okay.
You still are a part of our lives, even though you are no longer a part of ours.
Also, I also want to say, I'm surprised Joseph didn't, a little buddy over here didn't say it. Maybe in March you might be seeing me and another ranger coming to New York to a Comic-Con near you soon.
All right. Last but not least, we gotta make this quick. Raf.
All right. Two special shout-outs to two people. One, have you ever heard of a man named Cameron Rashaw? He has definitely an awesome YouTube videos. If you haven't checked him out, check him out. Also, I want to especially thank him for all the awesome morphers, great swag he gave me, Chris, especially our boy here, Bakugo, with his new dragon shield. Not just that. Also, a very special shout out to our buddy Dez Cade. Check out his YouTube channel. Check out his awesome videos. And you can catch some of us on a few of his videos, too.
Oh.
Don't forget. Yo, Dez, we've seen you at Ranger Scouts, too. So Global Rangers represent.
Not just that. He's our official button ranger.
Oh, yes. Not just our that. Don't forget, though, we have got the Dozer Studios.
Yes, Dozer Studios.
We want to thank Dozer Studios for being our official prop supplier. For what it's worth, unfortunately, we know some of his power. He's no longer going to be able to do anything for much of the Power Ranger fandom, but he still has a lot of Power Ranger items left and Sentai items left on sale at his store, Dozer.Studios. Go check it out. If you look on his Instagram, to be more precise, he's got all the items that he still has available for prices. DM him on his Instagram Dozer Studios on Instagram.
Oh, not just that though. Our official sponsor is Dubby.
Dubby, yeah.
Thank you, Dubby, for being our official sponsor. As you all heard in the promos, go to www.w.gg, enter the promo code PR Multiverse, all caps, no spaces. Save 10% off your entire order every time. Delicious, generous energy.
So, yeah. I want to say this is from me and from Demi, as Demi's not here. I want to thank the cast, the crew, the writing staff, who's been a part of this from day one since last year. Man, that was a ride last year. Four seasons.
One ride. But finally, we want to thank the leader. We want to thank the most important one, our leader, Rachel. Without her, none of this would have been possible. The Rangers would not have been together like this. And our interviews would have been possible. None of this would have been possible. Give this leader, Rachel, strength. Thank you very much.
All right. So, from me, from the cast, I want to say good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you guys are. And may the power protect you.
May the tall power protect you. It's more than time.
And there's one thing I have not forgotten to say for a long time. Never give up. Never back down, guys.
And as the great Triforia would say,
it's time for a gold rush!